Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea Sholem. It begins with the Mishnah near the top of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar edition. In the Vilna edition, it is at the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph. Begins the Mishnah. Kavru Es HaMeis. This Mishnah continues to tell us instances where a person is putter from Kriya Shema following a Levaya, a burial. So once they have buried the mace, says the Mishnah, the chazru, and they came back from the cemetery, from the base olam, im yecholim lahaskel viligmor, ad shelo yagil l'shura yaschilu. If they can begin kriyishma and complete it, the Mishnah doesn't say what they're completing. The Charedim brings down from Bavli Brachas Daf Yud Tesamid Aleph that whether they can finish the first parsha of kriyishma or whether they can only finish the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Ad Shelo Yagiu LeShura, before they come to the Shura was, as we have it today, where the Avol goes through a line of people surrounding him from both sides, and the people are Menachem him. So if you're able, from the end of the burial until the Shura, to say the first parsha or the first pasuk, then Yaschilu, you should begin it and complete whatever you're able to begin, whether it's a parsha, whether it's a pasuk, whether it's just the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Vim lav, but if you will not be able to complete the pasuk or the parsha until you get to the shura, the line, lo yaschilu, don't even start. So we see from the Bavli's interpretation of the Mishnah that even if all you can do is one pasuk of Shema Yisrael, you should do that before you get to the shura. The simple pshat would be, because midaraisa, you would be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema with one pasuk alone. The Shagis Aryeh in Simon Beis tells us that even according to those opinions who say that you need more than the first pasuk to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, still the person should say the first pasuk, because there's a separate mitzvah. Besides saying Kriya Shema, there's a mitzvah of affirming the achdus, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that there is complete unity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's one, that is a separate mitzvah which a person is mekayim, and it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema itself. And therefore, to be yotze that mitzvah, one should do it if he's able to finish it before he gets to the Shura. The Rabbeinu Yoina tells us that the reason why the person is potter in the next part of the mission, ve'im lav, if he cannot complete the first parsha or the first pasuk, then lo yaschilu, you shouldn't even begin it. And in other words, you're potter. The reason is because you are doing nichum aveilim in the Shura. Nichum aveilim is an example of Gemilas Chasadim, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and we have a rule, ha'isik b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. If you're osik in one mitzvah, which you have to do, like being menachem de'avil, the Gemilas Chasadim that you have to do, so you're patur from Kriya Shema, and it's mashma from Rabbeinu Yoina, that even if this will result that you will be over the Zman of Kriya Shema, it's in the last moments when you could still say Kriya Shema, and now you're going to the Shura and you don't have time to say Kriya Shema, yet since you're being osik in the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim in the Shura, which is Gemilas Chasadim, which is a deraisa, you're potter, even if it means that you're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'oimdim b'Shura, those who are standing in the Shura, not all of them are going to be potter. We just learned that you're potter if you're not able to say Kriya Shema before you get to Shura, but that's only if you're going to be in the inner circle of the Shura. As the Mishnah now tells us, Ha'oimdim b'Shura ha'pnimiyim peturin. The ones who are in the inner circle are potter. Ha'chitzoinim. But let's say there are a few rows around the oval, a second row, a third row, a fourth row, there's a big crowd at the Levaya, and therefore there are many rows of Menachemim. So then, the Chitzoinim, even if they're standing in the Shura, are Chayavim. The Meiri in the Bavli Brachas Daf Yutes explains that the ones who are in the inner row, they have to interface with the Avil, they have to say words of Nichem to him, say Enechanami, they're part of from Krishma. But the ones who are in the outer row who are not speaking, who are not able to speak to the Avil anyway because they're standing behind the inner row and can't interact with the Avil. So since they're not actually speaking and saying words of Nechama to the Avel, therefore, the Mishnah paskins that they are chayovim to say Kriyishma. Begins the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Ein Moitzi in SMA, Samach LeKriyishma. We do not make a Levi, we don't take out the mace near to the Zman of Kriyishma. The optimum time of Kriyishma is Hanetzachama, when the ball of the sun rises. So, in the early hours of the morning, we don't make a Levaya when it's near to the Nates, El Im Kain Higdimu Sho'achas, unless they made the Levaya, here Sho doesn't mean an hour before, it means a while. They had enough time, ample time, to make the Levaya and still be able to recite the Kriyat Shema at the optimum time of Anetzachama. Oy, Im Ichru Sho'achas, or that they should make the Levaya later, as Rabbeinu Yoni explains in the Sugin Brachas Daf Yates, that they gave most people enough time that they would have by that time finished both Kriyishma and Davening, and then they would have the Levaya. So if ample time was given, either before the Levaya, or either having the Levaya before Kriyishma, or ample time before the Levaya to recite the Kriyishma and Davin and say the Shema Esrei, then it is permitted. As the Gemara, Vahatanina, and we learned in our Mishnah, Kavrus Ameis V'chazru. They buried the dead, and they came back from the Beis Olam, and now they're having a conflict between Kriyishma and the Shura being Menachem. Why would they have a conflict when we learned that you don't schedule a Levaya unless there's no conflict? You make either you make the Levaya early enough to make the Zman of Kriyishma, or you have Kriyishma first and make the Levaya later. So why is there a conflict in our Mishnah? It's mashma from our Mishnah that there is a inherent conflict between Kriyishma and the Shura. Answers the Gemara, Tifter, you should explain that our Mishnah, Be'elon davis savrin disbe'ana, but v'lesbe'ana. It's speaking about a case where people thought that we will have enough time after the Levaya to still make the Zman of Kriyishma, and either the Levaya took longer than they thought, or they misjudged the time exactly, how long it would take, and in fact, v'lesbe'ana, they did not have enough time and there was a conflict. But normally, if a person would do it the right way, there would never be a conflict, because he'd either make the Levaya early in the morning before the Hanetz, or he would daven with Hanetz and make the Levaya later. But here we're speaking about a case where people misjudged the amount of time, and there was a conflict, and the Mishnah tells you what to do in case we have that conflict between the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim and the mitzvah of saying Kriyishma. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, which the Pnei Moshe tells us is actually a Tosefta in Brachas, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, and so brings down the Maseres HaShas in Sifkaton Gimel, HaHesped, the Hesped, the one who is Masped. And actually the Girsa, which the Pnei Moshe brings down, is HaSofed. And so too, in the Maseres HaShas, Ois Dalid, we have B'Tosefta HaGirsa HaSofed. The Shinui Nuschois brings down that the Torah Sodom had the Girsa HaMaspid. The Rush had the Girsa in our Gemara, as the Charedim brings down. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Kol Oiskim BeHesped. We skipped the first word, HaHesped. That's according to the Rush. We'll see more about the Rush in a moment. So let us go with the way the Pnei Moshe and the Maseres HaShas have the Girsa here. Hasofed. Hasofed, the one who's giving the Hesped. V'chol ha'asukin behesped. And all those who are osik in the Hesped. Now the Marav Fulda, we should point out, says that a hesped, he has the girsa ha hesped like we have in our text here, and he says heim avelim vakrovim. This refers not to the masped, but it refers to the avelim and the other krovim. And ha'oiskin behesped is shar kolam, the rest of the people. So all of these people mafsikin lekriyishma ve'ei mafsikin letfila. They're mafsik for kriyishma. In the middle of the hesped, they have to stop and say kriyishma. They're not mafsik for tfila. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, why are they mafsik for kriyishma and not for tfila? Because kriyishma is a deraisa, and tfila is only a derabbanan. According to the Marav Fulda, is a different reason. Because Kriyishma, you only have to have Kavon in the first three psukim, whereas Shemayin Esrei, you have to have Kavon in the entire Shemayin Esrei. And that's why they said if you have a conflict between the Hesped and being Oiver Zman Kriyishma, you're mafsik the Hesped for Kriyishma, but you're not mafsik it for Tefillah. Ma'isahoy, there was a story, Vivsiku Rabbi Seinel, Kriyishma Ula Tefillah. And the Rabbi Seinu, they were mafsik both for Kriyishma and for Tefillah. The Gemara asks, V'hatanina, we learned in our Mishnah, Im Yichol L'haschel V'ligmar. Our Mishnah says that you're only allowed to say Kriyishma if you have enough time to finish before you get to the Shura. But if you don't have enough time, you shouldn't start. As the Marav Fulda puts it, we're equating here the Hesped to going to the Shura. They both are for the benefit of the Avelim. It's all part of helping the Avel, of being Menachem Avelim. And the Gemara assumes that whatever you're allowed to do for the Shura, you're allowed to do for the Hesped. And that's why the Gemara is asking, if you see from the Tosefta that you're allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of the Hesped, that you should be mafsik for Kriyishma. So certainly, if you have enough time to start Kriyishma before you get to the Shura, so for sure that you're allowed to start and then finish, even though you'll be coming into the Shura, but if I can be mafsik entirely from a Hesped for Kriyishma, I can certainly start Kriyishma before the Shura, and ended in the Shura. And yet we see that that's not true, that if you're not able to finish it before the Shura, you shouldn't even start it. So L'chaira, our mission is going against the Braisa. So the Gemara says, no, there's no steer between the mission and the Braisa. Masnisa b'yoyim rishoyin. Our mission is speaking about the first day. And on the first day, the Shura, or any Hesped on the first day, is very necessary for the Avelim, and that's why we say that the Shura, or a Hesped on the first day, which the Ramban says means anything before the Kfura, because anything that's after the Kfura will have a din of the second day, as we'll soon see. So if it's something that's related to the first day, be it Shura, be it Hesped, so then the Hesped or the Shura is more important because it's very necessary for the Avelim. Umad etoni tana b'yoyim hasheni. And that which we learned in the Braisa, that mafsika l'kriyishma, so that was speaking about on the second day, where the Hesped is not so required, and therefore we're mafsik the Hesped in order to say kriyishma. The Rush, as we said, had a girsa before, kol ha'oiskin behesped. He took out the first word, ha'hesped. And Ein Echanami, the Rush, has a girsa that the maspid is potter from kriyishma. According to the cheshbon of the Gemara, it would come out that the maspid would be potter even on the second day when the asukin behesped have to be mafsik, but yet the one who's giving the hesped, he does not have to be mafsik. That's according to the gears of the Rush. However, our gears is that on the second day, and as we said from the Ramban, anything after the Kfur has a din of the second day. So following the Kfur, any hesped after the Kfura has a din of second day, where we're mafsik the hesped, and we say kriyishma. We should just point out that any heter that comes out from our sugya, where the person is potter from kriyishma on the first day, is only for someone who's involved in the hesped itself, in giving the hesped, or in being menachem the avil. But if someone comes just, for example, to listen to the hesped, so he would not be putter from krishma even on the first day. And v'araya, we see that the chitzoinim, the shuras hachitzoinim, which are not being menachem the avil, as we said before from the Meiri in Bavli Brachas Yates, so they ain't a chanami, they're chayavin. So the only heter that we have, even on Yom Rishon, not to say Krishma, is only for people who are mamish oisik in the hesped, not just by listening, but either they're giving the hesped, or in the case of Shura, they're involved in the actual nicham. They are potter on the first day. The people are just there to listen or to look and not actively participating. They are chayiv even on the first day in Kriyashma. The Gemara will now discuss another inyan where a person has to make a decision if he has enough time to complete what he is davening before something takes place. We've learned before that if he's coming back from the Levaya, before the Shura, he has to make a decision. Will I be able to finish Kriyashma before I reach the Shura or not? We have a similar thing in the next halach. Amar of Shmuel bar of Duma, Zeu shenichnas lebeis haknesses. If somebody came into shulam, watson oimdim mispalim, and he found that they were already davening Shmoneh Esrei, im yoideyahu shehu maschil v'goymer ad sheloi yaschil shlich tzibur, k'dei lanis achar v'omein, if he knows that he can be maschil and gomer, he can begin and he can end his Shmoneh Esrei before the shlich tzibur will reach a certain amen, and we'll soon see what that amen is, a very chashuv amen, yispalo. If he can begin his personal Shemoneh Esrei and end it before that amen, then he should daven vim lav. But if he figures out that he won't be able to finish his Shemoneh Esrei before the shliach tzibur reaches that amen, al yispalo, then he shouldn't begin his davening. Be'ez amen amru. Which Amen were they referring to? Train Amaroin. So we have a machlokes between two Amaroin. Chad Amar one says, Ba'amen Shel HaKela Kodesh. We're speaking about the Amen of HaKela Kodesh. The Chad Amar and one says, Ba'amen Shel Shemei Tefillah. We're speaking about the Amen following Shemei Tefillah. Both of these Amenim are very chashiv. The Beis Yosef in Simon Samach Vav in Or HaChaim brings down to Maria Vuav, who explains that the Amen of HaKela Kodesh is very chashiv because it's the end Amen of the first three brachas of Shevach that we give to the Rabbein Shalom. On the other hand, the Amen of Shemei Tefillah is very chashiv because it is the Amen which concludes all the brachas that have to do with Bakasha, with our personal requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, says the Maria Vuav, that it is kolel more than all the other specific brachas. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfilah, that the Rebbein Hashem should hear Atfilah for all our bakashas. Therefore, it is more chashiv this Amen than the other Amen. Says the Gemara, V'loi pligi. This is really not a machlaikis. Both hold of each other. Man de mar, which is like the Omar. Man de Omar ba Amen shel HaKela Kodesh. The one who spoke about the Amen of HaKela Kodesh, that you have to finish your personal Shemoneh Esrei before the Shlich Tzibur, gets up to HaKela Kodesh so you can answer that Chashiv Amen. That's speaking about B'Shabbos. And Shabbos, there is no Brach of Shemei Tefillah. Uman demar, the one who says b'shamei atfila, you have to finish your Shemoneh Esrei before you get to shamei atfila. B'chol, it's speaking about b'chol where there is shamei atfila. It's speaking about a case where the person walked into shul and he saw that they're already after hakel hakadosh, and now he has to decide: will he be able to finish his Shemoneh Esrei before the shliach tzibur gets to shamei atfila? But ein echanami, there's no machlokes, and both shitas hold that you have to be careful from both amenim because of the cheshivas that we have with both amenim. Now, the Haredim brings down that this Yerushalmi is quoted by the Rishonim in the same type of sugya that we have in Bavli Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Both the Rush and Taisus quote the Yerushalmi. Let us see the Haredim inside. Divri Amaschel Amen shel HaKel HaKadosh. Harosh v'atoisvus hevi Yerushalmi zeh. They bring this Yerushalmi v'simu. And the Toisvus concludes, l'kach, yesh lizor, a person should be careful, lanois amen be'HaKel HaKadosh. V'gam lanois amen b'shamei atfila. He should be careful to answer Amen for Akel Kaddish and for Shema Tefillah. Kloimer says the Charedim. This means Zehiris Gedoyla Ma'oid Yosim Bishar Amen. As we explained from the Beis Yosef B'Shem the Maria Vuav, because these Amenim have a Chshivas more than the other Amenim of Shemayna Esrei. So a person should be very careful to answer these two Amens. Avol Mishuman Nias Kiddushim Shliach Tzibur Lechosh HaYerushalmi. The Sefer like Rav Huna Damer B'Bavli Hayachid Omer Kiddusha. The Charedim now brings down that if you look in the Bavli Chof Aleph Amid Beis, you will see that there the Bavli doesn't mention what the Yerushalmi mentions about Amenim. There are two separate criterions. One is, will he finish Yishmon Esrei before the Tzibur gets to Kedusha? And the other says you have to finish Yishmon Esrei before the Tzibur gets to Moedim. And what the Charedim is referring to with Rav Huna is that Rav Huna says it's Tali and Moedim, and Rav Huna is not concerned. There, the Bavli says there is a machlokas. It's not like we have here in the Yerushalmi that there is no machlokas between the two Amenim. There, concerning Kedusha and Moedim, there is a machlokas. Why doesn't Rav Huna say Kedusha? Because Rav Huna holds that a Yochid can say Kedusha. We have to add one caveat, and that is a Yochid who's davening with the Tzibur, like this Yochid is. He's davening with the Tzibur. He's not up to completely where the Tzibur is up to, but he's davening with a group that's davening together. So because of the Kedusha, the high level of Kedusha in the Tzibur that is saying Kedusha, so the Yochid is allowed, not when he's davening a personal Shemon Esther at home, but when he's in a shul davening with a minion, and the minion is saying Kedusha, so even though late he won't be able to reach them, he won't be able to finish Shemon Esther to say Kedusha, doesn't matter, because he's able to say the Kedusha on his own in his quiet Shemayna Esrei. That's what Rav Huna holds there. Therefore, Rav Huna holds the only criteria is that he has to be finished before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Moedim. So Lemaisa, the Charedim says that the Yerushalmi will hold like Rav Huna, therefore they're not concerned about Kedusha. However, the Yerushalmi here doesn't mention about being there for Moedim either. The Halacha Lemaisa we find in the Beis Yosef and also in the Ramah, in Simon Kuftes, that they, Paskin, that a person has to be Nizer, Lahalacha, both like the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That means that a person has to be finished Hishmon Esrei before we get to Kedusha of the Tzibur, before we get to Moedim of the Tzibur, before the Shliach Tzibur says the Bracha of Hakel HaKadosh, before the Shliach Tzibur says the Bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. He has to be Nizer in everything that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi both said. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hoya kulam shura achas, if they were all in one row, as the Marav Fulda explains, ve'ein sham chitzoinim, there is no second or third row, there's only one row. In other words, the Menachemim are standing side by side in one row. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'im demishum kavod chayovim. Those who are standing there because of honor, we'll soon see what this means. There are various pshatim. They are chayiv in Kriyishma. However, those who are there mishum avel peturin, they are potter. The Marav Fulda, and so the Charedim in his first pshat learn that kavod means shar kolam, anyone else except who is there because of the Avel, and this refers, says the Marav Fulda, to Kroyve Hames Ubenei Mishpachtoi. And the Charedim brings this in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina. So the Kroyvim of the Avelim, their potter. But anyone else, and this would include even people who are there to be Menachem, but if they're not relatives of the Avel, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're chayiv. So Bepashtis, Rabbi Yehuda, is arguing on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that anyone in the inner row is potter from Kriyishma, as the Meiri explained, because they are face-to-face with the Ovel, and they have the ability to speak to him and to be Menachem the Ovel. So according to our Mishnah, they're all potter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's only the family, the relatives, who are coming to be Menachem. But Shar Kol Am, even if they're coming to be Menachem, they would be Chayovin. However, the Charedim brings down a second pshat, which we have in the last medium line at the bottom, four lines from the bottom in the Charedim, in the brackets. Ve'ista amri, da'filu shar b'nei adam, sheboim l'nachmoi, nikra machmas ha'ovel upturin. Others learn that even Sharkolom, even not the relatives, but if their purpose is to be Menachem, then they too go into the category of Machmas Ovel, and they are Potter. So L'chayra, at first glance, it would seem that this Istiyamri is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on our Mishnah, because anyone in the first row who's there to be Menachem, the Mishnah says is Potter, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree with this according to the Isti Amri. It's only the people who are there as a covet. They're not there for the Ovel to be Menachem. They came the covet of the Avelim, but not to be Menachem them. However, perhaps there's still a machloikis, because according to the Tana of our Mishnah, so anyone in the front row who has the ability to be Menachem is Potter. He makes a blanket statement, Ha'oimdim b'shura ha'pnimiyim peturim, because they have the ability, they have to be able to interface with the Ovel and be Menachem him. So they're Potter. However, according to Yehuda, even Shar Kolo'om, it's only if they're actually Menachem. But if they're standing there, they have the ability to be Menachem, which the Tana of our Mishnah says is Potter, perhaps according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would still be Chayiv, and therefore there would be a Machlokes, even according to the second opinion of the Charedim. Now, we find in the Bavli, in Brachas of Yud Testament Beis, that the Chilik Rabbi Yehuda makes is slightly different. Haboa machmas ovel pturin, machmas atzman chayovim. It doesn't use the word like we have in our Gemara Mipner Kovid, but machmas atzman, they're coming for themselves. And Rashi explains they're coming to see, they're curious what's happening, who was Nifter, who was at the Levaya, who spoke. They're there for the experience. So they are chayovim. Now the Pnei Moshe here in our sugya seems to learn that the Yerushalmi is saying the same thing. The Pnei Moshe is in the first wide line at the bottom, three lines from the bottom of the Amid on the left side. Ha'im de Mishum Kavid, Atzman, Loi Mishum Avel. They're there for their own honor. Chayavim Mikri Yishma, Mishum Avel, Mishum Kavid Avel Pturin. So, L'chayre, what the Pnei Moshe is referring to is what we find in the Bava. They're there for their own honor, their own needs. They're not there focusing on the Avel. Continues the Gemara, Yordu Lispoid. They went down to be maspid, as the Marav Fulda brings down. Yordu Lispoid, this is in the right-hand column of the Marav Fulda, and it is six lines from the bottom of his pirish. Yordu Lehespid, Maka miyuchad hoyu lehem shehoyu maspidim sham. After the Levaya, there was a special place where a hespid would take place. So the Braisa says, Horoyim Panim Pturim. Those who see unobstructed the oval face to face are Pater. Vishain Royin Panim Chayovim. And those who do not see face to face, they're in the back rows, are Chayovim. So the Charedim again says here Tubshatim. He first says that according to the Bavli in Brachas Yotasim Beis, this is as if it would have said here, Tanya Idich. We learned in a different Bryce, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. And this second Bryce is going like our Mishnah. Because here we see that Haroyim Panim Patur, which would mean the inner row are Patur, and She'en Haroyim Panim is Chayavim. The back row is Chayiv. Those who have the ability to interface with the Ovel and offer words of Nichem are across the board Patur. And this would seem to be against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that those who came for Kavod are Chayavim, and here we see that there is no such difference, and they're all Potter. However, the Charedim says, although it would seem that the Yerushalmi here is also like the Bavli, that Tanya Idach, that this other Brisa is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps, says the Haredim, we can say that the Bavli argues with Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that this is like Tanya Idach, and it's showing us the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana of our Mishnah, because the second Brisa is like the Tana of our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda. But perhaps, says the Haredim, that the second Brisa is being mefarish, fakared, it is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and it's giving a pirish on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that there's a chilek between those who came from the Shara Om, if they came for Kavadis Chayavim, but if they came for Avalis Pturin, that's only if there's one row. Hoya Kulam Shura Achas, as Rabbi Yehuda says. They're side to side, and there's only one row. There's only a few Menachemim who came, a few people who came. Then it makes a difference. Are you actually being Menachem, or are you not coming to be Menachem? However, by the Hesped Yardu Lisboy, that Brisa is saying Haroyim Panim Pturim She'enim Haroyim Panim Chayavim. There, obviously, we're speaking about different rows. There's the inner row that can see the oval face to face. They're Potter. The outer row, which has an obstruction from the inner row, those people are Chayavim. So Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if there's many rows, the inner row is Potter, the outer rows are Chayiv. When did he make a distinction between Mishum Kavod Chayav and Mishum Aval Pturin? He made that only where there's one row, where there's a few Menachemim, there's a few people who came to the Shura. That's where he made a Chilek. It would come out, L'chayra, if so, that perhaps there's no Machlokes whatsoever according to this Pshat of the Haredim. There's no machlokas according to the Rishalmi. The Haredim is learning that the Rishalmi is macholik with the Bavli. The Bavli sees clearly a machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda, and the second Brisa supports our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda. That's how the Bavli learns. The Rishalmi is learning that this is not a second Brisa against Rabbi Yehuda, but this is being mefarish Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Pirush of Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps he is exactly the same as our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is speaking about various roles. So the Mishnah states, according to the second Pshat of the Haredim, that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's many rows, the inner row is all Potter, and the outer rows are Chayovim. That's what our Mishnah said. The only distinction Rabbi Yehuda made is that if there is only one row, our Mishnah is not speaking about a case where there's only one row. So perhaps our Mishnah would agree to Rabbi Yehuda where there's only one row. Then it depends if you're there for Kavod, you're Chayiv, if you're there for Novel, it's Potter. Kein Nira Lefi Ani Azdaiti. As we turn to Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. And now the Gemara is going to bring us various sources concerning the following issue. When the Shura takes place and people are Menachem the Avelim, do the people stand in their place and the Ovel walks in front of them, or is it just the reverse, that the Ovel stands in his place and the Menachemim walk in front of the Ovel? And L'chayru, we find stiras in Mishnayis and Brises on this point, and the Gemara is going to bring three sources and it's going to reconcile the apparent contradictions. Heavy, it comes out, and we're going to go now with the Girsa of the Haredim and of the Gra. Hadod the Tanina, that which we learned in our Mishnah. Hoim the Mishura Pnimim Pturim, Vachitzayim Chayovin, that the inner row is Potter and the outer rows are Chayiv. So here we have in our text Mishnah Achrona. The Gra and the Haredim tell us that we're not Goris here, Mishnah Achrona. And now we go to the next word, Hadah, which the Gra and the Haredim say we have to add a Vav, Vihadah. In other words, from our Mishnah, we see that the people are Oymed in the Shura, the Menachemim, the Shara'am. However, the Ovel is the one who walks in front of the people and gets Nechama. That's from our Mishnah. And now we say Vihadah, and that which the Tani, which we learned on Amid Aleph in the Brisa, either it's against Rabbi Yehuda, or we said one shot in the Charedim is that this is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, Hadad the Tani, that which we learned in the Braisa, Oim the Mishum Kavit, Chayavim, Mishum Aval Pturim, those of the Menachem who are there, those of Shara Am who are there because of Kavit are Chayav, and those who are there because of the Aval are Pater. Both our Mishnah and the Braisa at the bottom of Amud Aleph, that's all Mishnah Rishayna. That's all how it was in the beginning. Vahai, or according to the Girsa of the Charedim, Vahadod de Tanina Taman, that which we learned there in the beginning of Masechta the Sanhedrin, in the second Perek. It's speaking about a Kohen Gadol. How is he Menachem? U'kishehu Menachem Esachem, when he's Menachem others, Derech Kolom Oivim Zecher Zeh. The people go one after the other in front of the Avelim. So we see already from that Mishnah that the Avelim stand and the Menachemim go in front of the Avel. And now concerning the Kohen Gadol, Vamemuna, the Skan, Kohen Gadol, the assistant Kohen Gadol, Mematzoi, causes the Kohen Gadol to be in the middle, Beinoi Lebein Om. In other words, first you have the Avelim. They are, let's say, by the wall. Then you have the Klal Yisrael is going in front of the Avelim. Then you have the Kohen Gadol. And then you have, on his right, you have the Skan Kohen Gadol, the Skan Kohen Gadol causes that the Kohen Gadol is in the middle. That's what it says, Mematzoi Beinoi Lebein Om. He is in the middle between the Skan Kohen Gadol on his right and the Bnei Yisrael on his left in front of the Avelim. So what do we see from that Mishnah in Sanhedrin? That the Avelim are the ones who are standing, and the Kohen Gadol and the Om, they are all being Menachem by walking in front of the Avelim. So l'chayr we have a stira, because from our Mishnah, here in the Yerushalmi and the Braisa that we brought in Amud Aleph, we see that the Menachemim stand and the Avelim go in front of the Menachem. So it's a stira. So the Yerushalmi answers, Mishnah Reina. That was a later Mishnah. As the Charedim explains, let's see the Charedim inside, the third line, after he brings the correct Girsa, Pirish. Demasnis nu brais da hachadam rin da boim lenachem yoishvim shurushur sova veom there around the Avelim by rows. Loi havi kiloshen ha-Mishnah the Sanhedrin per Kohen Gadol. It's not like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin in the second parak, the first Mishnah. This is not awesome. We learned there, the kishah Kohen Gadol menachem is Avel. When the Kohen Gadol is menachem the Avel, we're going to skip down five lines. Kol ha-am oivrim ze achar ze, u menachem in ha-Avel sha'imid b'mamadoi. V'chol echad oimer loit tisnachem in ha-Shamayim. It's the Avel who's standing, and the people are being menachem him. And they say to him, you should be comforted from heaven. As we spoke out, the Skan Kohen Gadol goes to the right of the Kohen Gadol. And all the people who are being Menachem are to his left. It comes out that the Kohen Gadol is in the middle. So from that Mishnah we see that the Ovel is standing and the Menachemim are walking in front of him. They were not standing rows in front of the Ovel with the Ovel walking in front of them. It's a stira. It's no stira. The minig was first that the Ovel used to walk in front of the rows. The custom changed, as we're going to see further in the Gemara. So our Mishnah and the Braisa of Amud Aleph, that is the Mishnah Rishayna, that the people stood who were being Menachem and the Ovel walked, and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin where the Kohen Gadol was in the middle between the people and the Skan Kohen Gadol, that, and we see that they walked in front of the Avelim who were standing. That was the Mishnah Achronah, because the Minig changed, as we now find in the Gemara. Amar Rab Chanina, Bereshayin in the beginning, Hayim Mishpachais, Oim Dois, Avelim Oivrim, the families would stand and the Avelim would pass in front of them. As the Charedim explains, all the Menachemim gathered together, family by family, and they stood and the Ovel walked in front of them. That's our Mishnah and the Braisa on Amud Aleph. Mishnah Rabbis, Tacharos B'Tziporin, in the city of Tziporin, there was a lot of rivalry. Which family would sit where? So the Hiskin, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Sheyehu HaMishpachos, Oivrim V'Avelim, that's when he made a change in Tzipori, that the families would go in front of the Avelim, and the Avelim would stand. Amar Rav Shimon de Tosefta, Rav Shimon de Tosefta said that Chazur Advarim LeYoshnan, that in our times, as we have it by the Shura, the people stand and the Avel goes in front of them. Things have reverted back to the way it was original. And the Mefarshim explained that it's possible that after the time in Sepharin where people were jealous of each other and there was Machlokes and Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta had to make this change, people became more civil with each other. They were not makbid which family was standing where, and Mimela, they were able to bring it back to its original way that the Menachemim are standing and the Avelim pass in front of them. But meanwhile, the Yerushalmi has answered an apparent stira by saying that our Mishnah and Brisa were Mishnah and Rishonim the way the Minig was originally. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin with the Kohen Gadol is the way it was when it was changed. And then Rav Shimon the Tosefta tells us that today, in fact, which is up till our present day, the Minig has reverted back to the old Minig, that the Avel is the one who walks in front of the rows of people.